B-O-O-S-T.
Boost.
Instagram.
Boosting is loving.
Boost, boost, boost.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Boostagram Ball, episode number 2. Adam Curry coming to you from the heart of the Texas Hill Country, ready to play some tracks so the artist earns some sats. Here, a number 2 Boostagram Ball.
Think I ate something bad, 'cause I can taste the way that things work, and I feel kind of sad. You can't remember how the pain hurts. The Mona Lisa's are the pigments. I'm waiting on it for payments. Oh yeah, you want some entertainment? I'm right here. I'm dancing with the dead and the dim. Mona Maria from Nancy, they look off me. Let me take all the hours of America.
I'm out of my head, 'cause I can see beyond the system, and I feel so misled. How is freedom my affliction? I've tasted wealth and it's a prison. You trade the swamp into my basement. Oh yeah, you lost your income statements.
Dead at the DMC, Modern Marie Antoinette, sipping a coffee. Let him eat cake, let him eat cake on the highways of America.
And signals kicking off episode number 2 of the Boostagram Ball. Modern Marie was a request actually by Cameron, who I think it's the Cameron who runs IPFSpodcasting.net. Got a lot to talk about, a lot of updates, and hope you enjoy the changes I've made for the show. Little less compression so we could hear the music in more of its full glory. Apologies. I listened to it in the car. It's like, oh man, oh, I gotta back off on that. Check out Ryan Fonda.
Listen to me, maybe. Life's been crazy. I've been feeling unwanted. Pass these feelings around. Maybe you'll just see me. Maybe you'll just see me for the way I am. Throw it all away. I'm just a castaway. Throw it all away. Throw it all, throw it all, throw it all away. These games keep playing, never slowing down. Where is the crown? Oh, where is the destination? I can feel all of this hesitation. Let me rest right now. Let me rest right now. Okay. Throw it all away. I'm just a castaway. Throw it all away. I'm just a
list of castaways. I can't stop this sadness. I can't stop this madness. I just need a passage. Take all of this baggage. I just want it all. I just want it all. Throw it all away. I'm just a castaway. Throw it all away. I'm just a castaway.
You're listening to this particular episode of The Ball, but man, it's a Saturday here in Hill Country, Texas, and that is kind of exactly what the doctor ordered, man. It's just mellow, but, you know, a little jazzy in there. It's Ryan Fonda, Castaway, one of the many value-for-value songs that are available on ultimately many, many platforms. Of course, you can always find this all at podcastindex.org, but there's Wavelake. There's Dystopia, there's Music Side Project, lnbeats.com, I should say. Many places where you can find this music. And, of course, in the show notes for each episode of Boostagram Ball, links to all of the tracks. And the best way to experience the Boostagram Ball is in a podcast app that understands the value-for-value splits. There's a couple of them I mentioned right off the top of my head. Podverse, Fountain, Podfans, Castomatic, CurioCaster. You can find more at podcastapps.com. It's really cool when we play a song, the wallet switches, and the artist gets all of the sats, well, 90%. And I have some stats for you. In fact, I'm looking at the boost that came in from the previous from our premiere episode. The total amount of sats, of which 90% went to the artists, is 1,951,880 sats, a total of $585.56 by today's Bitcoin price. Of course, if they hold on to it, you know, they'll be millionaires in a couple of years. That's very obvious. And one of the artists who we played a couple times on Podcasting 2.0 and on the Boost the Gram Ball premiere episode was Ainsley Costello. And here's the song that I played, the one that's been hot and heavy in rotation all around. This is the cherry on top. Let's play a little bit for you so you recognize what it is. So you heard this song, right? Yeah, I'll even give you a little bit of the hook here. Oh, yeah. So Ainsley started off her journey at Bitcoin Park in Nashville, where they convinced her to put her music up on Wavelake for value for value. She said, okay, why don't I do it? And the results for her have been astounding. Here's a little video she put up on Twitter and on Instagram.
Hello, everyone. Tis I. And I'm just here to report that my song Cherry on Top is having a pretty cool moment right now. So last week at Kiwi Country Day Camp, 750 kids sang like every word to it with me. And right now it's sitting at number one on this really cool platform called Wavelake. For those of you who don't know, Wavelake is a value for value slash Bitcoin platform. And after just 2 weeks on the platform, I've been gifted almost like 400,000 sats, which is like little tiny pieces of Bitcoin for people who don't know. And as of this morning, it's worth about $108, which is like so cool for a handful of reasons. So here are my Wavelake sats slash stats. And here is my DistroKid report, which is my distributor for the month of April. I made only $22 in 1 month on all of the traditional streaming platforms. And then $100 in 2 weeks over here. What? I've been releasing music on the traditional streaming platforms for about 4 years, and I've only made about $600 in total from that.
There you go. Value for value. It works every single time. Let's get some more Ainsley Costello music going here. She has a lot of beautiful tracks. I like this one a lot. I hope you will too. It's Two Ships.
Can't fight inevitability, even though it's killing me. Can't explain why some things just end. Can't say we didn't try to reach the other side. Started as lovers, but ending it as friends. And we can't go back again, because we're just two ships together in the night. Two ships sinking at the same time. If you go down, I'm coming too. We promised that we'd see this whole thing through. Two ships knowing that the storm won't pass. Two ships sinking and they're sinking fast. Lost it all along the way. Not sure why we stay when we got nothing left to hold on to. But I'll be here to the end with you, because we're just two ships. Knowing that the storm won't pass. Two ships sinking and they're sinking fast. There's nothing good about goodbye. There's nothing good about goodbye.
Boostagram ball.
It's a lonely open road. I fall asleep. It's a matter of my soul. Just a matter of keeping you clean. I don't need me away. I can read the light on the television. You of my solitude, I can hold my own. I just want a little gratitude. You just let me know. So here we go, Kalina, go. Lead me away. I can hear the bells in the church ringing. Kalina, go. Lead me away, Kalina. Anywhere you wanna go.
my open road. I should want to see, but I'm spinning around and spinning around and around and around. Then I found you, Kalina. Don't lead me away. I can read the lights on the television. You, Kalina, don't lead me away. Easier than sitting home. Any way you wanna go,
Kalina. Sam Means on the ball, Kalina. He's got a bunch of tracks out there, which I think I found through lnbeats.com. And before that, you heard Ainsley Costello, Two Ships. Man, she's got something going on there. This is the Boostagram Ball. It's where you listen to the tracks, because I'm playing them, and you send the sats. They go straight to the artist. And it has really been amazing how many people have picked up on what's going on here. James Cridland even started his own music show, the James's Random Music Project thing, which, okay, as a title, it's kind of odd, but he's getting into the game. We got Cody in Kerrville. He's ramping up to get going. Lots of music streaming into the different platforms, MusicSideProject.com, Dystopia.com, Wavelake.com, directly into PodcastIndex.org. It's really quite amazing. Happy to see all of these artists finally getting the value they deserve. And whenever people go out and really are talking to podcasters to get this rolling, man, I think we're going to see some really amazing stuff happen, because the music really speaks for itself. I'm surprised at how good it used to be. Like, yeah, it's going to be independent stuff, but there's so much out there and it's so phenomenal. And I'm happy to bring it to you. I'm coming up on 2 weeks of vacation. The Keeper and I will be going to the Netherlands, to Spain, to Italy. I am taking the gear with me, so if somehow I get the urge, you know, I just might be able to slip one in, slip an extra edition of the Boostagram Ball in there for you. That would be kind of cool. Who knows? Maybe something from the local population. Another one I picked up that I'm just loving. I've played this over and over again in the studio here. Bobby Shell, Sugar Baby, Boostagram Ball, Episode 2.
Don't tell me that you love me if you don't really mean it. I gave you all I got, and now you wanna leave it. Oh, sugar baby, why you gotta play me? Sugar baby, why you gotta play me? I knew that we were born to find each other. I need to know the truth, confessions of my lover. After sex, cigarettes, no more butts with you. You clean this heart out, I'll find someone new.
Sugar baby, why you play me? I don't understand, it's crazy. After all that we have been through, all I know is you've been shady. I walked 8 miles, almost 10 now. Done looking through these X-Files, my pack has always been loud. Born great, excellent now, so focused. So all I do is chase this money. Loving what we had that made me rich, and then you reinvested it. I'm over controlling situations and litigations that are truly shit. I'll say it once, I'll say it twice.
Don't tell me that you love me if you don't really mean it. I gave you all I got, and now you wanna leave it. Oh, sugar baby, why you gotta play me? Sugar baby, why you gotta play me?
I knew that we were born to find each other. I need to know the truth, confessions of my lover.
After sex, cigarettes, no more butts with you. You clean this heart out, I'll find someone new.
sugar, what are we here for? Sugar, why did I want some more? Sugar, I made up my mind. Sugar, what are we here for? Sugar, why did I want some more? Sugar, I made up my mind. Sugar, baby, why you gotta play me? Sugar, baby, why you gotta play me?
Bobby Shell, Sugar Baby, on the Boostagram Ball. And got a lot of people I got to thank, actually, for coming in with so many fantastic Boostagrams from the previous episode. I'm just going to read a couple of them, if you don't mind. First one starts, this was the top booster. Kyron from the Mere Mortals podcast, 162,535 sats. He says, what an experience. I sometimes wonder if value for value is a mind virus that has taken control of me, but just makes so much sense. Everything about this show rocks. Amazing DJ. Oh, thank you very much. Check. Music discovery, check. There you go. Value flowing directly to everyone, check. I think this cumulative moment will be looked upon as a groundbreaking event. More coverage of this to come on the Mere Mortals podcast and Value for Value podcast. And he congratulates me, but really we want to congratulate everybody who's worked on podcasting 2.0, because it's a whole slew of people, and you can always check out podcastindex.social to find out more. Anonymous boosted 123456 with no note. We got a super long satchel of Richards from Chris Las, maybe. And the same from the Tone Wrecker, who says, excellent way to kick things off. And Aerostatica with 100,000 sats. Beautiful. This could easily be a stepping stone, he says. Yeah, you bet. All kinds of stuff. Amazing stuff on the horizon. Boostagram Ball, I'm Adam Curry. Very proud to bring you everything I could find that I like. And if you find something, mail me, adam@curry.com. I would love to find out what you like played. And who knows, I might even play it. This is from the Dorfels. I'm going to play their other song in a minute, but this is the new one. Don't Forget Me on the Boostagram Ball.
Don't forget me when I'm gone.
Boost! Dorfels, don't forget me. When I'm gone, you know him as the Dorfels, but the insiders, of course, know him as Sir TJ the Raffle. We love Sir TJ. He has done so many things for the No Agenda Show, for Curry and the Keeper. I met him in Nashville, and man, I realized how many things he's done in the past. It's unbelievable. So, for those who are aspiring to do a show like this, there's a lot of tools that still have to be created. In fact, there's this manual process I have to do to switch over the wallet when the artist is playing. Sometimes it doesn't exactly work in the live scenario. I'm doing my best, though. And we've got Boost coming in live. Let me open up the Boost channel in case someone wants to hit that. A couple of them coming in. Sir Miguel of New York City. Boost us. Thank you very much. We have Patrick Holmesy. He says he'd love to hear Looking For You by Mr. Oliveria, if you've got it. Why, yes, I think I do have that. I can play that for you. Absurdient 3333, Satoshi's Modern Motown, Smooth, she says. Weirdo, Sugar Baby, Why You Gotta Play Me. Oh, yeah, people are loving it. The Baron of Rotterdam checks in with a boost. We appreciate that. Dreb Scott, the Bruce Wayne of podcasting, 55,555 sats. Thank you so much. And look at what he did for Ainsley Costello. When we played her song, Dreb Scott kicked in a boost of 248,400 sats. Wow. This is amazing. Thank you so much, my brother. Thank you. Back to the boost from the previous episode. We've got a Striper donation came in from Sir Brian with an I. And he boosted for TJ the Wrathful for getting the first spot on the launch of the show. That's right, the Dorfels. We kicked off the first episode with the Dorfels. Keep cranking out the magic, brother, he says. You're incredibly talented. And so is Sir Brian with an I, it turns out. He's uploaded one of his tracks from his older days in his bands. Or the band, I don't have a lot of backstory on it, but gotta tell you, Sir Brian with an eye kicks some ass. Here he is, Rockstar, on the Boostagram Ball.
I promise not to tell your friends you woke up in my bed. I've been dreaming about last night ever since the first day we met. Don't you try to play me sinister, pretending that you're full of regret. You bought me 14 shots of Jaeger. What else could have been going through your head? Started out the night behaving like a lady. Since radio went absolutely crazy. You were partying like a rock star. Took your shirt off and you started dancing on the bar. Then you grabbed me and told me what to do. And I still can't believe that I just woke up next to you. I'm driving you home if you don't mind my ugly car. But is it okay if we drive by my friends so they can see how hot you are? Cause I never believed that a dork like me could ever get you here. I'm like a 40-year-old virgin and you look like the playmate of the year. Started out the night behaving like a lady. Tricks made it went absolutely crazy. You were partying like a rock star. Took your shirt off and you started dancing on the bar. Then you grabbed me and told me what to do. And I still can't believe that I just woke up next to you. So thanks for coming home with me. Oh yeah, you were funny.
room, Sir Brian with an I, rock star. Oh, yes, he is such a rock star. If you've never heard of Sir Brian with an I, listen to Curry and the Keeper. CurryandtheKeeper.com. He's always showing up in the boost, and he seems to be all over the place and contributing to the first Value for Value music programming. Now, I got to say, the idea of putting music value for value, which if you'd like to know more about that, go to valueforvalue.info, value4value.info. It really started Christmas, was it now, not this past Christmas, a year ago. So almost 2 years ago, Abel Kirby and the crew decided that they were going to put out their entire album, Value for Value. They put it in the podcast index. It actually got all of us thinking about, hey, you know, we can do this Value for Value thing in the same apps as the podcast apps. But it'll just have to be identified as music. And that is what started this whole change. They were very brave to release it on, I think it was Christmas or New Year's, almost 2 years ago. And so I want to put some respect on the name Abel and the Wolf with a track that was one of the first out of the gate. I actually like this one the most from their album. It's called Making Beans.
I can't sit still. Well, they're talking to me, but I can't know what it means. It's hard to pay attention when you're busy making beans. 'Cause upstairs I'm busy making beans, and I'm still preoccupied. Do you know what I mean? And all these people come to see. Let's stir the pot some more. It's a better way to do it. Let's do it. In a tree, the scalp of man's own screen I need. And all these people sure were nice to me when they dragged me down, tore me up, and ran me out of state. Now I don't wear no underwear, and no one calls me late.
Boost!
'Cause upstairs I'm busy making beans. And I'm still preoccupied. Do you know what I mean? And all these people come to see.
On the Boostagram Ball. A couple more thank yous going out from the Boostagrams that came in. We got 66,669 from Booberry, who says, nice timing for a birthday and new show day. This was the last show, of course. And he wanted to hear some Abel and the Wolf. I chose this one, if you don't mind, Booberry. Absurdient, the music revolution has arrived. Value for value with 50,000 sats. 50,000 from Aerostatica. We got another 50,000 from Chris Loss. Darren O'Neill with 34567. Anonymous, boosting their harmonica with 33,333. Eric PP, also 33,333. All the threes from C Brooklyn 112. 33,000 from Dame Jennifer, who says, congratulations on episode one, running with scissors, making history. Yeah, we're trying to do it. And wait, I see a 25,000 from, wow, Gilligan. another 25,000 from Gilligan, and then 25,000 from The Keeper, who says congratulations on TJ being the opening song of the inaugural Boostergram Ball. Well, you know what? Why don't we play it again?
You're listening to Boostergram Ball with Adam Curry, where we're changing the music industry one Satoshi at a time.
And you can participate by boosting the songs that you like. It goes to the artists. Here they are once again, the Dorfels, the Bloodshot Lies on the Ball.
1 minute we were smiling for a picture on your phone, and now I call a voice and saying that you're not at home. Too many closing times, too many Uber rides, but when you lose yourself, you know where to find me. You can't believe in all the filters that you're posing through. Can't hide the real inside the person that I thought I knew. So many storylines all tangled up inside with what you think is true.
I don't even know you now. I'm not sure you let me down. Because I don't know if we really ever got that high. Look into your see-through eyes. Wonder was it wasted goodbyes? You keep telling me. You keep telling me, you keep telling me, all these bloodshot lies. You lived your life in a mirror, and it won't get any clearer until you find a way to see through all the broken glass. Can we go back to all those Saturday mornings? You used to shine so bright even when it was pouring. And as the storms blew by, it was just you and I. But I don't even know you now. I'm not sure you let me down. Because I don't know if we really ever got that high. Look into your see-through eyes. I wonder was it wasted goodbyes. You keep telling me, you keep telling me, you keep telling me all these bloodshot lies.
Yeah.
All these bloodshot lies. All the promises you wasted on your youth. You told so many lies that you believe it is the truth. You'll be what you wanna be if that's more important. If that's more important. If that's more important than me. But I don't even know you now. I'm not sure you let me down. Because I don't know if we really ever got that high. Look into your see-through eyes. I wonder was it wasted goodbyes. You keep telling me, you keep telling me, you keep telling me all these bloodshot lies.
The Dorfels. Spell it right, D-O-E-R-F-E-L-S. And if you're listening in Podverse, you probably see the chapter art switching along. If you're listening in Fountain, you have a chapters tab. You can see everything. Jump right to it. Actually, I got an email from Tim W. who said, Adam, I just heard about the Boost the Ball Gram on Curry and the Keeper. I'm 30 minutes in enjoying the education on the Lightning Network and music. Yeah, there's a lot to learn. A lot of people got to do a lot of education. But I have a feeling artists are the ones that are going to start pushing this because they catch on real quick when they start receiving value in real time. Says, I spend a lot of time on the road in the middle of the desert where there's no signal. I would happily pay these artists for copies of their MP3s that I can play when I'm offline. I see I can download a bunch of them thanks to your fantastic show notes. I want to thank you for exposing me to the independent artists that I can support and enjoy. Well, a couple of things you can do, Tim W. First of all, many of the apps that are out there actually will save the Satoshis and store them up and send them when it's possible to send them. And you can also, I think in the next version of Fountain, you'll be able to access them directly. You can even add them to your library. And You can boost them big. This is the beauty of value for value. It's all up to you. You decide what you want to do and when you want to do it. You could even go to Wavelake and store some sats there and boost them there. It's all possible. It's all good. And we're going to learn a lot together in the coming years. I'm sure of that. Got to play this one because it's one that I played on the first episode. I just like it so much. Got a couple of those songs I want to play on repeat.
Making my way past 4 a.m. It's a long drive again. Searching for something to pass the time as you keep driving these nails in my head. A place that I can rest, maybe find some peace for my soul. Maybe I can, maybe I can. I just wanna fall asleep with you next to me. Anymore, not like the way it was before. So I'll keep counting these lines on this old highway drive till I just can't anymore. I feel so empty, I can't keep pushing myself to be this way. Maybe I'll find some peace for my soul. Maybe I can. Maybe I can. I just wanna fall asleep with you next to me.
Alive. Starts off slow, but man, it really builds up and kicks in. I'm looking on noagendasocial.com, which is the No Agenda Mastodon instance, and I know that someone posted a link to their dad's band from the late 60s, kind of the surfer music. Maybe someone who's in the chat room can find it for me. By the way, if you're using Podverse or Curiocaster, there's a chat room that pops right up when we're doing the live shows. I'm trying to find it because I forgot to pick that up for this episode, but it's so cool because it's really kind of like that surfer dude vibe. And this happens, you know, we saw this with the PodSafe Music Network back in 2006. Which was kind of the precursor to what we're doing here, but we didn't have any way of distributing value like the beautiful automatic wallet switching we have now. And you'd see people who own their own catalog or even purchase it back or reverted back to them. And they thought, you know, what the heck? I'll put it on the PodSafe Music Network and get it going. These days, they're uploading to MusicSideProject.com. They're uploading to Wavelake, WAVLAKE. They're learning how to do it themselves. I mean, there's going to be a lot more information out there than there is right now. Hopefully someone can find those tracks for me. In the meantime, I'm going to play this track, which did come in as a request on the email. It's Chris Wensky with Top Tipton. Cheaters never lie, never win. It's even worse. They lie, but they don't win. Here we go.
Well, I was thinking and trying, thought I was flying. All my life tried to be like them. I had a dream that I was dying, waiting for a buy-in. But I had a losing hand. Ooh, ooh. Chips in the pot, I had a little, not a lot, but still I went all in. I said my prayers, didn't care, with a cold hard stare, the dealer showed a winning hand. Ooh, ooh. We'll be right back.
For Pastor Combsy, who immediately boosted in right away. And of course, when you boost and the song is playing, it goes to the artist who's being played, which is part of the beauty of the entire system. Just thank you for playing, looking for you. There you go. We got a couple more things to talk about before we leave. Again, thank you to everyone who's been boosting in live. If you're listening live on the No Agenda stream, we've got the Lotus Effect with Phoenix and Phone Boy coming up next. Oh, yeah, we do a live stream. All these things happen. Absurdient 3333, are you dancing along, Podfather? Yeah, you better believe it. I've been wanting to do this for so long, been wanting to play songs. It's fantastic. If you're sending a boostergram, by the way, I think if you do it on Fountain, you can see all the other boostergrams that people are sending. We'll make sure that works from other podcast apps as well. So much more to develop, so much more to work on. We got a crack-ass crew that is doing it. Special thanks to Stephen Bell, who provides SovereignFeeds.com, which allows me to make a podcast feed where we can do all of this. He also created the Split Kit, which allows people to look along and boost along live. And, of course, he's got CurioCaster. But don't forget, we've got Fountain, we've got Podverse, we've got PodFans, we've got Podcast Guru, we've got Castomatic. PodcastApps.com is where you can find all the apps that will let you boost the artists. The revolution has started. If you're listening right now, you are a part of it. And I gotta leave you with the track that is, without a doubt, the number one of the week. Ainsley. Yup, she's got the cherry on top. We'll see you very soon with Boostable Graham, episode number 3. See you soon, everybody.
I'm not as dense as you think I am. I know that you didn't know that I knew about your little plan. But you had to go and tell everyone about my intention that you hadn't won. But I bet you're wondering why a cute little knife doesn't hurt my back like you thought it would. Well, thankfully, you did the hard part for me, and I just think it's good. You put the cherry on top for the mess you made, but I'll leave it out to rot. See your cherry on the top. It's cherry on top. Cause I knew that if I did, your eyes would sneak away to the corner of the room. Cause I knew that you weren't used to having it all given back to you. And though it might be tempting to see your face red and cry like a little boy, cherry on top. It's cherry on top. Well, honey, I hope you know that I wish you well. Or maybe I don't, but you know that I never tell. Won't say a lot, won't give you the reaction that you want. You put the cherry on top for the mess you made, but I'll leave it out to rot. Won't say a lot, won't give you the reaction that you want.
You're listening to Boostagram Ball with Adam Curry, where we're changing the music industry one Satoshi at a time.
Go podcasting! Boosting is loving.